Three, two, one.
Hello and welcome to the Fantasy Football Happy Hour podcast. Good Saturday morning. It is the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. Very excited to be diving in. We'll be looking at all four of the games. But before we do that, let's check in with a couple news and notes. It's been a quiet week, as you would kind of expect this time of year in the NFL. A little bit of movements on the coaching front. Bill Belichick has now completed two interviews with the Atlanta Falcons. I'm curious to see if that one comes to fruition and what Atlanta does at the quarterback position. That wouldn't have been among the openings an obvious thought for me, but there's something that he seems to like and to be intrigued about there. That seems like that's coming closer. Expect to hear either a definitive yay or maybe that being ruled out in the next week. We shall see how that goes. One team that did make a coaching hire, you know, I mentioned last week, the Patriots hired Gerard Mayo. They were the first to fill their opening. It was kind of boom, boom, back to back. They're going to be starting over there, you know, in terms of coordinators and stuff. It looks like if Belichick takes another job, wouldn't be surprised to see his sons, who are defensive coaches, go travel with him, maybe some of the other coaches that were on that staff. And we know Bill O'Brien won't be back because he is now taking a position as the offensive coordinator at Ohio State. So that'll be interesting. But a team that filled its head coach opening is the Raiders. You know, they go with Antonio Pierce, who is their interim head coach. I actually like this decision. You know, when we look at some of the things the Raiders have done the last few years, when they lost John Gruden, Rich Bisaccia stepped up as an interim head coach, did a really good job, actually helped guide that team into the playoffs, and they passed him over to go for an exciting external candidate in Josh McDaniels. Didn't even last 2 years. Pierce comes in. The Raiders did not make the playoffs, but they were a strong second in the AFC West. They had a strong close to the season. He seemed to have changed a little bit of the culture, gotten a little bit more out of the team. The players seemed to really rally around him. It makes sense that they would not once again go outside the organization and kind of start over, but that they would give him a shot. Be curious to see, you know, who they get to pair on the offensive side, if a lot of the coaches that were there stay, and what they do moving forward. I think this is also a good thing if you're holding shares of Aiden O'Connell in fantasy. Aiden O'Connell was a guy that Antonio Pierce let kind of run and have an audition. He wasn't incredible, but he didn't do too bad of a job, especially for kind of a later, lower round rookie quarterback. I expect them to bring in competition either way. I'm not sure Jimmy Garoppolo is back. If he is, probably as a reserve, because it didn't seem like that was a right mesh. Josh Jacobs probably not back, so what are they going to do at running back? You know, be interesting to see what happens with Devontae Adams. Still a lot of questions for the Raiders, but I did like that hire. Now let's move on. We have four big games this weekend, two today, two tomorrow. Enjoy the last two-day weekend of football that we have. I mean, there are only seven meaningful games left in this season, four this week, two next weekend, and then the Super Bowl on February 11th. So let's dive right in. I was 2-4 in the wild card round. Let's just say things did not go as expected for a lot of people. You know, the Dallas Cowboys didn't have things go as expected. You know, the Cleveland Browns probably didn't have things go as expected. I certainly didn't have things go as expected. Let's see if I do better this weekend. First game up on the docket, which takes place at 4:30 Eastern today. This game will be on ESPN and ABC. Number one seed Baltimore Ravens hosting the number four seed Houston Texans. Texans finished 10-7. Ravens finished 13-4. These two teams actually did play during the regular season, but it was literally week one of the season when the Ravens got a 25-7-9 victory. It's hard to take a lot away from that game. You know, CJ Stroud's first start, first game for D'Amico Ryans. I think the Texans are a very different team now than what we saw then. The Ravens are a little bit of a different team now, too. We did finally get confirmation that it looks like Mark Andrews will not be activated and will not be playing midweek. It looked like there was a better chance, but the Ravens will have Dalvin Cook in this one. How will he mix into the backfield? They let go of Melvin Gordon, so you still have Gus Edwards. You know, you still have Justice Hill, and now you have Dalvin Cook, gives him a little bit of a weapon. Stroud and the Texans have been playing hot, And that defense has been playing really well, too. Another interesting curiosity, last time the Ravens were a number one seed, 14-2. You know, they rested all their players last week of the regular season, rolled out and faced an upstart, plucky 9-7 Texans team that beat them 28-12 at home. Could history repeat itself? Obviously, the Ravens are going to be a little more braced for that. John Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson will remember that. Jackson would still be my pick for regular season MVP for what he did this season. Playoffs, sometimes a little bit of a different beast. You know, the Ravens answered the bell every time it was rung for them during the regular season. But there is something about this Texans team I like. There's usually one upset in the divisional round, and this is the one I'm putting my chips on. I think the Texans get the win here and advance, so we'll see how that goes. The other number one seed in the NFC is the 49ers. They are hosting the Packers tonight. Packers finished 9-8, seventh seed. Sorry, the first ever seventh seed to advance. I just realized the graphic I pulled this from a couple of years ago. You are welcome. The 49ers, meanwhile, were 12-5, number one seed. They handled a lot of their business, had a weird three-game kind of losing streak when Debo Samuel wasn't available that seemed to slide a little bit past that. The 49ers and the Packers, we've seen them match up before, but this is going to be kind of the big first challenge for Jordan Love. Brock Purdy actually played in three playoff games last year. He was 2-1. Might have done a little bit different had he not gotten injured in that NFC Championship game. I like the 49ers and their weapons at home with Christian McCaffrey, Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle. I think it's going to be a little too much, and I don't think their defense is going to get trucked early on the way that we saw that happen in Dallas. Moving on to the Sunday games, the first one up is the fourth seeded Tampa Bay Buccaneers, also finished 9-7, at the third seeded Detroit Lions, who were 12-5. Lions got a big win over the Rams. It was a big hurdle, first playoff win in 32 years, plus beating their former quarterback in Matthew Stafford. I think that was a big emotional boost for them. Meanwhile, the Buccaneers looked really good in dispatching the Eagles on Monday night. You can't discount them, especially since we've seen some vulnerability in Detroit's secondary, but there feels like there's just something to this Lions team. You know, there's a couple plucky upstarts teams that I would like to see get their shot to go a little bit further, and both of them are playing in the Sunday games. First of those is the Lions. It's impossible not to root for Detroit and their story and Dan Campbell and Jared Goff. And I think the Lions will get the win here. Not to say I haven't appreciated everything Baker Mayfield has done. You know, I think Mayfield has certainly gotten himself in a good place going into 2024 season. I expect him to get a contract to be a starter somewhere, if not Tampa Bay. But I think Detroit gets the win here. Final game of the weekend might be the most hotly anticipated, and that is the Kansas City Chiefs at the Buffalo Bills. We've seen these teams match up in the playoffs and have some classic games over the last few years. In both 2021 and 2022, they matched up. 2021 was the AFC Championship game. 2022 was the divisional round. Both those games were in Kansas City, and both of them saw the Chiefs get the win over the Bills in the end. This time it's in Buffalo, and we've seen Buffalo have some regular season success against Kansas City the past few years. Can they finally turn that into playoff success? And you know what? I think that they can. It feels like there is something different for Buffalo this year from where they were at 6-6, looking like they might even be a long shot to qualify for the postseason, to where they are now, having won six straight games, including a great playoff win last week at home. I think Buffalo is peaking at the right time, and I think they are going to advance to the AFC Championship game. But either way, this is probably going to be another classic seeing Mahomes and Josh Allen duel. I am looking forward to this one. So that is my take on this week's slate. I'm picking the Texans, the 49ers, the Lions, and the Bills. Would be an interesting Final Four if we get there. Love to see what happens. So hopefully you guys will enjoy this long football weekend. If you're in it for a little bit of pop culture, Eric and I will be back tomorrow night looking at the new film ISS about the International Space Station that opened this Friday, as well as the film Origin from Ava DuVernay. That will be at 7 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. Hope that you will join us for At the Movies this week. Otherwise, have a great weekend and enjoy our 2 days of football.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.